Take your Bibles, please turn to Matthew chapter 7. We're going to look at verse number 12 and make our way back to the book of Matthew tonight. Matthew 7, verse 12. When someone mentions the golden rule, what do you think of? Tonight I said my message is going to be on the golden rule. You know, what thoughts come to your mind? Well, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And so we can think about that real quickly and head out. And, hopefully something would change. But tonight we're going to look at five requirements for the golden rule. Matthew 7, verse 12, it says, "Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets." Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would. That first word in the verse, therefore, what is it therefore? If we go into the previous verse, it says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" So here in verse number 11, we're presented with the goodness of God. You know, God watches out and cares for his children. God is concerned with giving, showing his providence, showing his goodness to his children. The first requirement we see is it requires a relationship with God. It says in verse number 11, "How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" And so really this is being presented with the basis that these people have a relationship with God. We remind it in 1 Peter chapter 1, where it says, "Be ye holy," for what? "For I am holy." Here we're presented with the fact that God is good. And if even humans in their basic humanness would want to provide good things for their children, and they being evil would want to provide something good for their children, how much more does God care for his children? And God cares for his children. How much ought we to care for those around us? Your Father, our model and basis for giving is our Father, who gave us the greatest gift that has been given. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he," what? "That he gave his only begotten Son." 2 Corinthians 9:15, "But thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift." We find that that which is good is grounded, is the foundation is in the Lord. It requires a relationship with God. If you're going to understand what it means to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, to really grab a hold of that, it requires a relationship with God. It requires an understanding of how God operates. Second requirement. It says, "Therefore, all things." It requires complete submission. All things. You know, it's easy. Sometimes we can do some things. You know, if it's convenient. You know, if I feel like it. But that's not what it says here. It says, "Therefore, all things." You know, this isn't just when it's easy for us to do it, but it's at all times. You know, that can be convicting. It's easy to help somebody out when it's convenient for us, but it's not so easy when maybe we're running late. Or we really want to do something, and this is going to get in the way of, you know, what we want to do. You know, maybe it's 10:30 at night and you remember, you know what? I never passed out a tract today. And it's maybe not too convenient for you to have to go out and try to pass out a tract or be a witness to somebody. You know, but it says here, all things whatsoever you would that men should do unto you. This requires complete submission. We think of the Lord Jesus Christ and his example in Philippians number 2. How it says that we are to let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Before that, verse number 3, it says, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Notice the word there. Let what? Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Jesus Christ, our example of being that kind of servant. You know, not my will, but thine be done. He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. You know, if we're going to really fulfill the golden rule, it's going to require complete submission. It's going to require a daily submission. Submitting ourselves, it talks about in Ephesians 5, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. It's so easy to look out for I. It's so easy to look out for ourselves as number one. But we need to see the example of our Lord and Savior, who came not to minister unto himself, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Who are you concerned about tonight? Is it about yourself? What does that produce? Strife, vainglory. So first of all, we see it requires a relationship with God. Secondly, it requires complete submission to God. It's also going to require submission to others. But thirdly, we find it requires sensitivity and truthfulness. As we go back to Matthew chapter 7, it says, therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you. Whatsoever you would that men should do to you. You know, that requires sensitivity. It requires truthfulness. One time I was confronting one of my children. I said, is that what you would want somebody to do to you? And they're like, I'm okay with that. Well, there really wasn't a sensitivity there. Really a truthfulness of, you know, if you were in that person's shoes, would you want somebody to really respond to you in that way? And if we're really going to fulfill this, it's going to require sensitivity. It's going to require truthfulness. We've got to get self out of the way if we're going to really think about what would I want somebody to do to me in this situation. You know, the fact is, many times we don't think about that. We're thinking about how the situation affects us and how ourself is going to be affected rather than how the other person is going to be affected. We need to be truthful. Whatsoever you would that men should do to you. Fourthly, we find it requires action. It says, do ye even so to them. You know, it's not good enough just to know about it. Say, yep, that's what I would want somebody to do to me. And then we go out and do something different. You know, it requires action. If we're going to put this If this is going to take hold in our lives, it's something that we have to do. It's not just once in a while. Alright, this is a life that needs to be lived as a disciple of Christ, that we're looking out for others and not looking out for ourselves as number one. It requires action. You know, we think of the Lord Jesus Christ. We think of God the Father. And you know, they are what? Constantly, always looking out for our good. The Spirit of God convicting us. You know, imagine if we didn't have the conviction of the Spirit of God, what direction would we go? You know, do we have that same continual looking out for the benefit of others? Fifthly, we find that it requires an honest evaluation. Requires an honest evaluation. It says here, therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Somebody might say, I don't want to go to church, so I won't make my kids go to church either. I mean, whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do even so to them. So I don't want to go to church, so I'm not going to make my kids go to church. Do you think there's anybody out there in the world like that? Well, what does it say? It says, this is the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets, it's all about doing, loving others as you would have them love you. And so if we really want a definition of loving others, where are we going to go? We're going to go to the law and the prophets. That's going to be that's what loving others is really going to be all about. You know, remember the Sabbath day to what? To keep it holy. You know, and God knows what is best for us. And so that's what He does. That's what God does to us. We may not always enjoy what God is doing in our lives, but He knows what is best. You know, when we get on the wrong path, we're doing wrong, and God, you know, chastens us. What is He doing? It says, for whom a father loves, he what? He chastens. God doesn't do everything that maybe in our own human mind seems enjoyable to us. You know, the trying of your faith worketh patience. And so, in our dealings with others, in your dealings, parents, with your children, we can't be thinking, you know, maybe you're there and your child did something wrong. You can't sit there and think, well, you know, I don't really feel like enduring any pain right now, so I'm not going to make my child experience anything that would cause discomfort. Well, that's the wrong thinking. Because God does what? God does what is best. And our model for doing unto others is what God does and what God has said in His Word. Or somebody might say, I didn't like it when my parents made me eat my vegetables, so I won't make my kids eat theirs. Well, that's not the kind of thinking here that's being promoted in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. All right, this is law and the prophets. You could have somebody out there that's immoral. And they say, well, I like being immoral, so I'm going to be immoral with others. Well, that's obviously totally against the law and the prophets. Thou shalt not commit adultery. And so we find that it requires an honest evaluation of our actions. If our actions aren't lining up with the law and the prophets, then we aren't loving others as we would want them to love us. And the problem is that sometimes we don't really know how to love others as we would want them to love us because we don't have a proper understanding of God's Word. And if you're really going to be able to love others as you would want them to love you, it starts right here. You've got to know the Word of God. If you don't know God's Word, you're never going to be able to love others as you would want them to love you. Because we've got to start right here. So it's not just this human thinking, well, how do I want somebody to do it to me? I'll do it to them. Well, how do we really want somebody to do something to us? We find in Romans chapter 12 that God's will is what? Perfect and acceptable. All right, God's will is something that will be well-pleasing in our lives. It's perfect. And so, how do we truly want to be treated? We want to be treated the best possible way, and the best possible way for us to be treated is how God says we ought to be treated. And so that is how we ought to treat others. You know, as we go about thinking, I need to love others as I would want others to love me, we need to allow biblical principles to flow into our minds. Parents, as you're dealing with your children, you need to be thinking about what does God want for my children? That's how I can be loving them as I would want to be loved. You know, as we're out soul winning, how would we want to be treated? Well, we would want what? We would want the truth. And that's what we need to give out. We need to give out the truth. You know, it's not easy many times to give out the truth. In our own humanness, we're thinking, okay, what's this person's response going to be? How are they going to receive this information? You know, but it's not about that person, so to speak. It's about what God wants for that person. You know, it's about, are we really fulfilling what God wants us to fulfill? You know, this is something that requires a relationship with God. You know, it's not just some, you know, maxim, so to speak, that, you know, the Lord pulled out of the common teachings of the day. This is something that's based, that's rooted in how God deals with us. It's something that requires submission in our lives. All things. As you go home tonight, it's not just some things. It's all things. You know, that's convicting. Because it means that we're going to have to say no to ourselves and say yes to God. It requires sensitivity and truthfulness. Is that really what I would want to happen to me? It requires action. Not just knowing, but doing it. And it requires an honest evaluation, for this is the law and the prophets. I wonder tonight, the golden rule. You know, if we had a country that truly lived by the golden rule, it would change the way our country operated. You know, we could spend a lot less money on law enforcement if people simply would follow this verse in the Word of God, in a biblical sense, not in their own sense. But you know what? It can change the way our homes operate if we will simply live by this one simple verse, but yet it entails a great body of truth. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, that you love us. Lord, we thank you that your love is a selfless love. Lord, that your love is a giving love. And Lord, we in our own natures are very selfish. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to be able to follow, Lord, this verse. We need your grace. We need your strengthening. And Lord, all around us, there's people that are in great need. Lord, we know this parable of the Good Samaritan. And Lord, our neighbor is those that you put in front of us that are in need. And Lord, I pray that we would go from here and meditate upon your word. And Lord, that the choices that are put within us, are we going to please God or are we going to please self? Lord, that we would choose to put ourself aside and make that choice that would be honoring and glorifying to you. Lord, to make that choice that would give others around us a better understanding of who you are. And Lord, that our lives, our light would shine. And Lord, that our lives truly would bring honor and glory to your name. Lord, if we as Christians aren't living a Christ-honoring life, Lord, where are the unsaved around us going to see and have that example of how Christ lived his life? I wonder, with heads bowed and eyes closed tonight, you know, is God working in your life? You know, how much do you think of what Christ said here in this verse? How often does it enter your mind? You know, we live in a fast-paced, busy society, and I know as well as you do that it's easy to get so focused on what we're doing that we miss out on the needs of those around us. Maybe right now, even in this moment, God's working in your life, speaking to your heart. And you know what? It's not a need that is defined by society around us, but it's needs that are defined by the Word of God. You know, maybe there's a need in your family. You need to be willing to give of yourself to meet that need that God is working your heart about. Lord, I just pray that you would help us to have the grace, Lord, that we need to implement this in our lives. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.